Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The big boy, Mark Cabali, is on our YouTube channel right now. He's on camera, also on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Mark Cabali brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. December 1st is the deadline for holiday apparel orders at KeystoneCustomApparel.com. We're also coming up on the 50-minute mark here, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Mark, let's start with this. Somebody asked me this week on my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag if to give a grade on TJ Watt for the season. They flashed a graphic the other night. He's been chipped more than any other edge rusher in the league. Now, that's different to being double and triple teamed. There are guys who face that more often than him. But he gets chipped a lot under the circumstances and given his salary and everything else. What grade would you give this guy so far? On a career low since his rookie year, if he finishes with 11 sacks, which he's on pace for.
I would say probably about C+.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good I would have died for C+ in high school, but I think he's getting better as the season's going on. Those chips are not easy to deal with. Sometimes those are harder than actually the double teams because sometimes you're not expecting them, and it slows you down just a little bit. And it's going to be hard to get the Flacco this week again because I would anticipate him doing the same exact stuff as he did last week or last time they played him, and getting rid of the ball in the 2.3 seconds. I think he's leads the league in that type of stuff. So it's like a transitional period with edge rushers now with this quick passing game here. It's hard to get to the quarterback, but he could be better. And I think he's gotten better, but he needs one of those monster games. And I don't think we've seen that from him yet.
Do you point more to Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson in the last game against the run, or more so to Derek Harmon and Keanu Benton?
Well, you always want to start with the defensive line. They shouldn't even have to get to the linebackers at that point. But the problem with this team defensively, at least in the front seven or the middle of the front seven, is has been their tackling. I mean, I think they're second in the league in missed tackles, 80-some-odd tackles missed this year, which is ridiculous. Joe, who's the only team that's worse at tackling the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL?
Oh, it's got to be the Buffalo Bills.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
They're not even close. So you're going to see a lot of missed tackles here Sunday. So
I would think.
I think Queen's been struggling with the tackles. He was good early on, but he struggled recently here. And it just seems like pop up all the time here. And that's what allows that run game to get going. So I blame more, honestly. If you get those linebackers free, they make tackles. When you have somebody in their face, they're not going to make tackles.
Hi, Bob. Welcome back. You missed a big blowout between Limits and Cabali. I'm sorry that you missed it.
Well, give me the highlights real quick, and then you can continue your conversation. How are you, Mark?
Hey, it's part-time pump. We were part-time stuff.
Oh, he takes an immediate shot at you, Bob. Immediate.
I mean, okay, this is the way it was set up. What am I supposed to do? I work every night. It's impossible to do every day here.
Bob, you got to stay off of Twitter at 3 a.m. tweeting live NBA action.
I know. I can't help myself. Did you see Wembanyama last night? The rebounds? Unbelievable, Mark. You should stay up with me. In fact, I may text you tonight at 3 in the morning.
You should.
Yeah, I'll probably be up.
You know, they just went back and forth on Drew Aller. And then apparently, Limits, you made a mistake. You said that the Pirates were telling other teams they're going to spend
more. Yeah, it was agents.
They're telling agents
that they're planning on trying to spend more at
Hey,
least.
Everybody. We'll hey, everybody, we're going to pay your players.
But we went
this
two
year.
For one. How much? Did they indicate how much? Because that's the bigger thing.
Hey, who knows, Bob? It might be another $1,000 more. It might be another $1 million more. We don't know.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Cloudy today with a high of Bob, Tyler Kennedy. Low of 36, the bus, Jerome Bettis. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, why don't you ask the big boy a question and see if you repeat one of our questions or not? That should be interesting. Go ahead.
Will Jalen Warren get more carries? Because we all believe he should, especially on third down when he wasn't on the field at all.
Yeah, will he be in there on third downs? He's their best player, I think.
I'm not too concerned about third downs, honestly. For me, if you had to choose between third downs or getting him more than 14 carries a game, I would choose more than 14 carries.
But some of them should be on third down, though, right?
They're 26th in the league in third down conversions. Maybe they should change the personnel there.
Yeah, I would say you could switch it up and put him in there from time to time, but I wouldn't exclusively make him a third bound back. I think Gainwell's proven that he can provide a different type of option to Rodgers in the offense, but I want to see Jalen Warren run between the tackles. I want to see him run over people, and when he gets to the fourth quarter, the business decision has to be made because that guy's a monster. And all of a sudden, that 8-yard game turns into a 45-yard game. That's what I'd be more worried about than, you know, a third down blitz pickup or a dump off to him. But he should be on the field at least once or twice during a third down, I think, right?
Were you surprised that Caleb Johnson was in the game when he was last week?
Yes.
For his only carries? That was weird to me.
That must have been predetermined. It had to be.
Like Broderick Jones in Denver.
Third series?
Yeah, something like that.
And the field position of all things.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was like them forcing Broderick Jones into that Denver game last year. Remember that disaster, Bob?
Would he have like three straight penalties or something crazy like that? But what was that, third maybe series, fourth series? I don't know. They must have said during the third series, we're getting you in here. And it just happened to be inside their own five because that was an interesting determination of when to put him in there. Although he did all right, I guess.
I had a very astute observer, at least I think he is, ask me a question, Mark. I want to get your opinion on this, on how the corners play receivers or are their coverage guys. He said McConkey, for example, they never got up right on him and tried to disrupt him at the line of scrimmage. Like too often the Steelers give people space off the line without trying to disrupt them. Is that a fair criticism or critique or no?
Yeah, I thought that was going to change more this year with some of the press man cover corners that they got. But I think they're more afraid of getting that big chunk play down the field. Say, you know, the pressure doesn't get to him on time, then he can get that 40, 50-yard gain. They would much rather think that they can – a team's not going to be able to go 10, 12 plays in chunks and not make a mistake than have to punt. So I think there's like a happy medium there. I would like to see him, especially this week, you know, Ja'Marr Chase pretty much ate your lunch all last month, right? Something has to change. If he's going to beat you for an 80-yard touchdown, so be it. I'm getting tired of these, you know, 14, 15 completion games, 25 targets to a guy because he's wide open 6 yards down the field. 6 yards at a clip is pretty significant.
I agree. And if you have the pass rush you think you have and that they sometimes have had, isn't it just logical that let's give our guys an extra split second to get there by disrupting them at the line? And like you said, not letting them just play pitch and catch. It just makes sense.
That was the whole plan. That was the whole plan from once they got Jalen Ramsey. They weren't going to be able to do the pitch and catch. They were going to be able to play the press man. They weren't going to be able to do this, you know, smoke and mirrors game where they were just dropping into zone afterwards and Burrow picking them apart. It just hasn't turned out that way because they might have overvalued their players or the players aren't playing up to the level right now. But I think the big thing is I don't think they want to give up the big play. And if one thing happens, if you don't get to the quarterback, you can give up a big play really quickly.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, you got to pick your poison on how you want to do this with this team.
Yes.
You can't kind of be in the middle.
It worked last time.
Well, yeah. But the last couple of games, they've put in pressure on quarterback much more. I think in this case, Flacco, when he does make mistakes, it's always under pressure. I mean, that's where if you give him time, he's like a surgeon back there. And there are too many other options, too. You'd be so concerned with the two guys we always talk about, but there are other guys on that team who made plays in that last game as well. So the best thing to do, Mark, is to hold the ball as much as you can. Run it, win third down, get possession time where it should be and where it's not been. Why is it tough against that defense?
This is a historically bad defense, Bob, so it might be hard not to score.
Okay. I mean, big plays, I'm not going to – but what I'm saying is, to me, the best way to stop their offense is not to let them have the ball. Just hold it as much as you can. But I get what you're saying. If you break a coverage, all of a sudden there's a 90-yard play and it's a one-play drive, you'll take that. I get it. But then your defense has got to do the job.
I think I read that you have to go back to the 60s. To find a defense worse than the Cincinnati Bengals right now. So when there's a team that says, when you hear somebody say, this defense is really bad. No, this defense is really bad for the Bengals.
I mean, it's horrifying.
Offense needed.
That last game, I'm not sure I remembered a defense that had a worse pass rush than the Bengals against the Steelers that day. I mean, it was pathetic. Did they even Did they lay a hand on Rodgers the whole game?
I don't think so. He had the four touchdowns, and pretty much that's why he's going to have a big bounce back week this week. It's just a matter of what their defense can do.
How about Asante Samuel Jr., Mark? What do you think of that?
Well, I'm guessing that he had multiple opportunities to go to other organizations, but felt he had the best chance to play right away here. I'm sure he's on the practice squad here right now just to see how he is in what type of physical condition he's in until they make a move. If Slay is out, which you would anticipate he would be, he wouldn't pass protocol. And obviously Trice has not been activated yet. You're going to need somebody. So I could see him be a Saturday call from the practice squad. If he shows throughout the week that he's just, take two reps and is just winded. So yeah, he's a guy that's a pretty good cornerback in this league, although it's, at that spinal fusion.
Yeah.
But you would imagine that the Steelers had pretty much good medical info on him since their team doctor is also the one who performed that surgery.
I also think it's tough, though, coming back from one of those kind of surgeries. Again, anytime you hear the word spine, I don't like that word when it's talking about injuries. But he's got to then, in his mind, play the way he's supposed to play with reckless abandon, even though he knows he had that surgery and even though you knew you were cleared. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta warm up to that, I think. You can't just jump right in and expect – it's just a natural phenomenon, isn't it, Joe? I mean, when you have something like that, you don't just go right back into it. You got to see – take a few hits, see how that goes.
Yeah, I would think.
But to me, if he can cover, that's all I care. If he wants to run out of bounds instead of making a tackle, I don't care at this point.
Give us a prediction, big boy.
Wow, I've been wrong like every single week here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's your
over and under? Start there.
What,
over and under 49.
You're really going out on a limb with that prediction. Come on, give us a prediction.
Over.
Over,
it's 49. Hard, man. Everything you think of, it goes the opposite. I picked the Steelers to win. I just don't know if Flacco can do it another week. I think just because they're coming off a horrifying defeat here, that and they're playing an awful defense, it might be high scoring, but I think they find a way to win this game 41-40.
Wow. I think it's going to go the other way, Bob. Like last year, they played that 44-38 game in Cincy. Then they came here, and it was a defensive battle.
It was a lack and of Manuel, offensive battle. It was just not much of anything.
We'll never forget Artie bringing in a frozen Cordarrelle Patterson for a 2nd-and-5 and a 3rd-and-5 carry, and then keeping him in there for pass protection and having him blow that too. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of what I thought of when I saw Caleb Johnson in the game last week. I was like, oh, wow, that's hey, I didn't expect that.
Hey, we got Pitt playing at noon, and the Steelers playing 24 hours later.
Field should be in good shape. Yeah, should be in good shape, Bob, huh?
Yeah, I mean – and then it's supposed to rain, I think, either Saturday night or Sunday morning. So we'll see what that impacts it at all.
Might be the under now.
Is McAfee, he's part of college game day, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll
he's
be
the
there.
Centerpiece.
What has he told you about this? You work for him, Mark. Is he excited?
Tell me what?
Coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I believe they're coming. He normally comes on Friday to do his show from, say, Acrisure. I'm not quite sure where that's going to be at this Friday, honestly. So he'll be here Friday.
Will you go Saturday out with him Friday night for a little while?
Man, I my name's not Nick Saban.
No, they'll be hanging out together?
Friday night. No, I'll be on with Pony and Muller. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's right. Now, the Saban-McAfee dynamic's interesting, isn't it, Bob? It's hard for me to tell if he's entertained by him or if he's like, how did my career sink to this?
I get that feeling, too. Sometimes I think he likes him, too. But there's a time when you look at his face and you say, what's he doing? You know, and McAfee can go off when he starts singing fight songs for the different teams.
Oh, he got Belichick to loosen up last year, too, though.
Yeah, Belichick, though, away from football can loosen up.
Do you communicate with from the McAfee show? The man himself or others?
I communicate with all. They're all good dudes.
Well, when you send your story in and when you talk about topics, is there someone that you communicate with?
Yeah, my buddy Tone Diggs.
Tone Diggs?
Are you pretty much free to do whatever you want in terms of topics?
Yeah, there's not very regimented put it this way, Joe. There's no back wall at the Trib at the McAfee show.
Can you go out for steak?
With the line of 17 editors and 14 managing editors and 14 city editors.
Did they give you an unlimited expense account for L.A.?
Oh, speaking of L.A., what a mirror home that was.
I saw your feed, and I saw how many delays you had, and I saw everything. It's just the way it is. But you went to Chicago, of all places, which just got hit with snow.
No, there was no snow. It wasn't the snow.
I don't
know
what
it
was.
There was no snow on the ground when I was there. The plane was in Nashville, and they don't tell you nothing, Bob. They just string you along so you don't go.
Right. In 45-minute intervals.
Flight and go somewhere else.
Right.
Yes,
just push it
they did it 11 times.
But 11. Can you get whatever food you want, though, in L.A.?
Yes. I try going to cheap end because I'm a cheap skate.
Bob, I'd be getting surfing turf, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You should do that. I think McAfee would really appreciate the fact that you went out on the town and spent big.
I agree.
The great Phil Maines, the CFO, always yells at me for nuts, sitting in coach and going to the Ramada.
Oh, my. If they're going to give you the money, then fly first class, stay in great hotels, and go surf and turf with Dessert Bob, right?
And absolutely. Bring some for us.
Hey, you know who was on my flight on the way out sitting in first class?
Who?
The great Dejan Kovacevic.
Was he? In first class? Here's what you should do. You should be like Gertie at training camp when they had surf and turf the last day. He'd take doggy bags home. You should bring us back food on the McAfee show.
Norm would say, you remember Norm Varga, he'd always say, you know, I got two kids at home.
So he'd take food from camp?
Yeah. Gertie, the great Gertie used to put cold cuts in the plastic, in a paper bag from the training camp and bring it back. And he didn't have a refrigerator in his dorm room when we stayed up there. So I'm like, you just got like warm bologna sitting here? I wouldn't even do that.
Bob, the last day at Steeler camp in Latrobe, they used to, I don't know if they still do, it was surf and turf.
Oh, they have
steak and lobster, and Gertie would walk out of there piled up with to-go boxes. It was incredible.
I know. We've had some photographers, they shall remain nameless, who do the same. You know, they just, you don't get those opportunities very often. So,
Then
I always get a kick, and this question comes up a lot. You're just going to throw that food away, right? And the answer is yes. I guess they have to, right? They can't
give
it.
And I'll take 30 burgers home and freeze them. Thank you, big boy. Wait, what's your prediction on the game?
He said 41-40.
Oh, yeah, sorry. See you, buddy.
That will be 7-4.
There he goes.
Mark
Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.